meet interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola right now. Infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Yes, welcome back. Hour number three of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. WAR running a little over right there, so let's go ahead and catch up with traffic and weather together. Not really on the fives, but you know what I mean.
On the 12s. We're looking good, whether it's on the fives or the 12s. We're nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. Let's get a look at our weather update from WEAR.
Cloudy skies for tonight. We still have a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will move through the area. High rain chance here as we head through tonight. Overnight lows should fall into the upper 60s. Thursday's rain chance is about 50%. Definitely some scattered thunderstorms possible. We'll also get some sunshine in the skies at times. All right, jumping ahead to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that rain chance drops to 20%. High temperatures are going to... I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3.
Top three stories here. Number one, the suspect in the brutal stabbing of four University of Idaho students has been formally charged. A grand jury indicted 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. This will allow the prosecution to skip the hearing that was scheduled for June 26 and go straight in front of a judge. Brian Koberger, of course, still remaining behind bars and is maintaining his innocence despite what seems to be a plethora of evidence against him.
Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors affected immediately. Governor Ron DeSantis also signed other bills that address drag shows and how the schools handle the use of personal pronouns in bathrooms. And Planned Parenthood immediately started canceling appointments for gender-affirming health care.
And number three, President Joe Biden is declaring he's confident the United States will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default, saying talks with the congressional Republicans has been productive.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget, that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic.
And by the way, Republicans, critical of President Biden, saying what took him so long to finally agree to do more direct negotiations. But Kevin McCarthy saying that on CNBC today, rather. Here locally, obviously, the big story you just heard it there in the Channel 3 update if you were listening then, but the Escambia School District, a very tumultuous last 24 hours plus here. First, yesterday morning, there was the State Board of Education meeting, followed by the Escambia School Board meeting yesterday, and we thought that there would be some fireworks. Turns out that there were, but it had nothing to do really with the Charter School USA agreement. The school board ended up approving both the charter and lease agreement for the future of Warrington Middle School, and then there was this.
I'm making a motion to terminate the superintendent's contract as of May 31st of 2023. And asking Mr. Leonard to step in as an interim superintendent until we could go through a process to recruit.
That was Board Chair Paul Fetsko. The board did vote 3-2 to terminate Dr. Smith's contract. By the way, I did follow up with the school district today. A spokesman says that Dr. Smith was at work today. Same guy, business as usual. They did not have comment or confirmation on whether he would be in place through May 31st or perhaps leave sooner. Let's get an update on the roads and weather together. Gracie.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at weather, we still have some rain going throughout our area. And for tomorrow, we're going to be seeing some rain as well with a high of 85. It's 86 right now in Pensacola. Let's get our state updates from Bobby.
Yeah, so one of the nation's oldest Hispanic civil rights organizations called the League of United Latin American Citizens is posting a travel advisory for Latinos visiting Florida. They're calling Florida a hostile environment. Of course, this comes after Governor DeSantis signed House Bill 1718 last week. The bill makes it a crime to transport illegal immigrants into Florida.
In the sanctuary city's case was tossed out after an appeals court ruling last month. A federal district judge has dismissed a challenge to a 2019 state immigration law that banned a so-called sanctuary cities in Florida. Sanctuary cities are cities that didn't want to follow the federal immigration law, thus becoming a sanctuary for illegal immigrants, Bobby.
One of the big stories that's going on here is in New York City. You're hearing all about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry being chased by paparazzi. We'll get into that story here in just a little bit. But also something else in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams believes that the federal government should declare a state of emergency for New York City when it comes to the migrant crisis. He expects a surge in arriving migrants soon, including up to 15 busloads of them. With the city out of shelter room, they've been looking at about 400 locations to put people, including closed churches, school gyms, and airport hangars. So he's wanting the federal government to declare a state of emergency for New York when it comes to the migrant crisis up there.
Also, the Supreme Court won't block Illinois' law on high-powered rifles. Several other states, including California, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Washington have similar laws in the wake of mass shootings around the nation.
And House Republicans are stalling the effort to expel Congressman George Santos. Republicans voted along party lines to refer the resolution to the House Ethics Committee, who's already been investigating Santos's finances and campaign activity. I think that's a little bit of a surprise. I think a lot of people thought that the Republicans would support expelling the Republican from New York, but looks like no, they're backing off on that. Let's go over to sports here on the NBA tonight on TNT. We got the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat. Once again, that's going to be at 7:30 on TNT. In other NBA news, Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is responding to the latest scandal involving a gun on Instagram Live. He released a statement saying he's taking full responsibility and is committed to continuing to work on himself. No games in the NHL tonight. But Major League Baseball, we've already had quite a few games that have already wrapped up. Earlier today, the Royals beat the Padres, Giants beat the Phillies, Diamondbacks beat the A's, Colorado Rockies over the Reds, and Dodgers beat the Twins. Pirates beat the Tigers. And right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Mets. It's still scoreless at the bottom of the first inning. The Miami Marlins are getting beat by the Washington Nationals 2-1. That's at the top of the third inning. Scoreless game between the Mariners and the Red Sox, scoreless game between the Angels and the Orioles, and scoreless between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. That game is at the bottom of the first, and it is on ESPN+. Coming up a little bit later tonight, you'll still have the Atlanta Braves playing the Texas Rangers. The Braves are 26-16 on the season. And a couple other sports stories here for you, and then we'll get a quick break, is that the F1 had to cancel its Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix due to floods in Italy, and Manchester City beat Real Madrid 4-0 in order to reach the Champions League finale. All right, coming up here next, we will give you an update on that whole Meghan Markle, Prince Harry debacle in New York City, as well as read your texts at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Text 850-437-1620. One of the big stories locally is we've been talking about Charter Schools USA taking over Warrenton Middle School, but also the firing of Dr. Tim Smith and how there's this back and forth about did they try to set up their own charter organization and stuff. Well, here's a text. I want to start my own school ran by retired military people for middle school kids. That's what we need. Well, you think it is, but the problem is, the problem that I've had from talking to teachers that have quit recently, like when I say recently, in the last 10 years, is because they'll be trying to discipline the kid, and then it doesn't work. So they finally do, you know, they pull out the big gun, call the parent in for a parent-teacher conference. That usually does the trick, right? Well, it did when you and I were growing up. But apparently now, when you bring a parent in, the parent goes, "How dare you think you can discipline my kid?" And so then they're like, because they're rotten and I'm trying to, you know, they're disrupting the whole class. I can't teach. I can't do this. And they go, "It's not your job to discipline my kid." And they go, "Okay, well, will you do it?" "No, I don't think they do anything wrong." And so then the teacher's like, "Okay, so I'm out of here." That's the friends I know that have quit recently. That's basically the scenario that's pushed them over the edge to go, "Yeah, I'm out of here. I am not doing this anymore." So even if you have retired military people, they're not going to be able to discipline them if the parents don't support it. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Now let's get a quick update from WEAR Weather.
Lots of clouds in the skies for tonight. Still a chance for rain as we head through tonight. Overnight lows upper 60s. Thursday's rain chance 50%. High temperatures will be in the 80s. With more sunshine, we'll end up with warmer weather. With more cloud cover and rain, we'll end up with temperatures more like low 80s. But yeah, 50% on Thursday. But it does drop down to 20% for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are claiming that they were in a near-catastrophic car chase for 2 hours with paparazzi in New York City this week. Law enforcement officials tell NBC News that the couple's account of the scene may have been a little bit exaggerated. NYPD says that the royal couple drove to the police station where officers helped them get home.
I don't think there's many of us who don't recall how his mom died, and it would be horrific to lose an innocent bystander during a chase like this, and something to have happened to them as well.
Now, Mayor Adams also said that he doesn't believe it would have been 2 hours. He actually said that in the press conference. One of the clips is,
Be video all over social media.
Yeah, all over. Exactly. Like, they would have been texting somebody or something. Something would have happened for 2 hours. Megyn Kelly posted this on Twitter. "I lived in Manhattan for 17 years. And it is not possible to have a two-hour car chase there. Too many street lights, stop signs, too much foot and car traffic. And there's also hundreds of places you could safely pull over to protect yourself." Caitlyn Jenner responded to that and says, "Yep, I've been party to the paparazzi following me in New York, but definitely not 2 hours worth and plenty of evidence, the kind of a point since they do have cameras." And he goes, "I've been chased in L.A. Also, not 2 hours, but it does come with the territory. Wine, wine, wine is all these two seem to do." Youch. So a couple of people with experience with the paparazzi, Sharon, yeah, they don't think there's any way to be a two-hour chase. They're just trying to get more attention is what it appears.
Yeah, it's super weird and kind of like, who cares? Not who cares about y'all, but it's you're not like Diana. You know, that's what everyone's like. Diana, everyone was crazed over.
Harry's like eighth in line for the throne at this point. I mean, he's just, you know.
And we see enough into their lives because they tell us every day. Yeah,
exactly.
In other pop culture news, a little bit of back and forth still with Jamie Foxx. He is now in getting rehab in Chicago with family by his side. So he was having a health scare last month in Atlanta where he was filming a movie. Then it came out that he was okay. Then it came out that he was near death. And his family said, no, he's fine. But now it's that he is getting in a rehab center due to a stroke with his family by his side. So,
once again, just
back and forth.
maybe the family is trying to flush out a mole by just like putting outrageous stories out there.
That's what I'm like. Maybe there's another scandal that they're like, let's cover this up. But like Jamie Foxx isn't a scandal kind of guy, I don't think. But
yeah, I can't believe
he already has multiple kids outside of wedlock with other women. So I don't think it's going to be any kind of big deal. But I mean, the thing is TMZ has a bunch of photos now. I saw it earlier a bunch of photos of his family, like even on Mother's Day,
yeah,
bringing flowers to the hospital and things like that, where it's a. So I think they got some pretty strong evidence there. Got a text here, says, so once kids are old enough to work, is their boss not allowed to discipline them either? I see some major flaws with their logic there. Yeah, good point. I'm not usually a fan of school suspension, as the kids just see it as a vacation, but maybe they need to do some more things to force parents to account for their behavior. Coming up here next, we've got the latest update on Warrington Middle School. Lock. Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Traffic and weather together on the 5s. Coming up in a second. First, we got a text. We were talking about Warrington Middle School, and we're going to get a lot more details about the Warrington Middle School situation from Joe Ford here in just a minute. But got a text I was trying to read before the break. I'm not normally a fan of out-of-school suspension, as the kids just see it as a vacation, but maybe you got to do something more to force parents to account for their kids' behavior by making them responsible for their care during the day, instead of getting free daycare. Got another text here, says, so that listener thinks that, because one texter suggested having retired military running a middle school. And it says, so that listener must think that every retired or former military is a bad A that dreams of working for peanuts and wrangling children. What is really needed is higher pay for people that actually want to teach, along with the training to support discipline. Like I said, a lot of it, though, the problem is that you just don't have parental support to discipline the children, is what is happening more and more and more. All right, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And this traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. Avalon HR, with so much going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. Now let's get a look at our WEAR weather update.
Cloudy skies for tonight. We still have a chance that a shower or a thunderstorm will move through the area. High rain chance here as we head through tonight. Overnight lows should fall into the upper 60s. Thursday's rain chance is about 50%. Definitely some scattered thunderstorms possible. We'll also get some sunshine in the skies at times. All right, jumping ahead to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that rain chance drops to 20%. High temperatures are going to run in the 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So, top three stories here for you. Number one, Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors, effective immediately. For more on this, we'll go to AP's Lisa Dwyer for a report.
Florida is banning gender-affirming care for minors, with new restrictions on adults seeking treatment. It's amongst a series of anti-LGBTQ plus bills signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The bills restrict pronoun use in schools and require people to use the bathroom corresponding with their sex at birth. The ceremony at a Christian school in Tampa had a campaign-like feel to it, with DeSantis tossing Sharpies to the crowd, as opposed to when he privately signed measures on abortion and gun rights. DeSantis has made anti-LGBTQ plus legislation a large part of his agenda as he builds towards a presidential campaign. The gender-affirming care ban and the law targeting drag shows goes into effect immediately. The bathroom restrictions and the law concerning pronouns take effect July 1st. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In other top three stories, the suspect in the brutal stabbing of the four University of Idaho students has formally been charged. The grand jury indicted the 28-year-old Brian Koberger on charges of first-degree murder. This allows the prosecution to skip a hearing that was scheduled for June 26 and go straight in front of a judge. Koberger remains behind bars and is maintaining his innocence.
And number three in your top three stories, President Biden is declaring that he's confident the United States will avoid any kind of debt default or government shutdown.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget, that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
And now let's get local headlines from Joe Ford.
Well, the big story today is the Escambia School District in limbo now after terminating the contract of Superintendent Tim Smith, effective on May 31st. And then an interim superintendent will be in. I did check with the Escambia School District today to see if Dr. Smith went into work today, and they said he did. Business as usual, same guy that he always is, although they have not confirmed whether Dr. Smith will remain in place through May 31st or if he's indicated that he will leave sooner. But very interesting way to end last night's school board meeting. Here's how it sounded.
So I've never been fired before. What do? Leave? No, you're still there till May 31st.
If I were you, I would.
Yeah.
But you are here until the 31st.
Lest you choose otherwise, sir, but I thought that, never mind what I thought. We still have items left on the agenda.
So the next item on the agenda was the superintendent recommendations for disciplinary action for employees. And at this point, as that audio clip is ending, Dr. Smith has already gotten up from his seat, has gone off stage right, and then as he, I guess, figured out that, oh, I can't get out this way, or maybe the door is locked, I'm not sure, he walks back across the back of the stage behind each of the school board members on his way out of the meeting. So that was a very awkward, painful, hurtful. It was just very tough to watch as that went on. We woke up this morning, though, in the aftermath of this to find out that the school district was now facing a federal lawsuit over the removal of books about race and LGBTQ identities. We've covered this at length over the last few months, as really every month for the last three or four, it seems, there has been a meeting or two where three, four books have been challenged, and the school district has to decide whether or not to go with the recommendations of their advisory committee that is tasked with reviewing these books. And there were 10 of them that are included in this lawsuit. This is by Pen America and publisher Penguin Random House, alleging the district and the board is violating the First Amendment for removing those 10 books. Also, quick update from the Pensacola International Airport. They are back now to having nighttime operations. So the issues that we saw both Monday and Tuesday, hopefully a thing of the past there as well. Finally, Commissioner Jeff Bragosch announcing today that he is putting together a town hall for Beulah residents. This will be on Monday, June 5th at 6. Right now, the location's still up in the air because he has invited representatives from D.R. Horton. So if the representatives from the builders come to that, of course, this primarily in regards to the OLF-8 property, the meeting is likely going to be held at Navy Federal's auditorium. If they do not confirm if they're going to be there, it'll likely be at Beulah Middle School. So what we do know is that there will be a town hall for residents on Monday, June 5th. We're just not sure about where yet, but of course, Commissioner Bragosch will certainly let the public know once that is confirmed.
A dead armadillo was found on the runway over in Orlando International Airport this morning. It led to 36 delays. It was believed the animal must have been hit by a plane, but it was discovered by a Southwest Airlines pilot. The tarmac was forced to shut down while they cleared the scene. And I don't know if it was 36 delays just because it took so long to clean it up, or if it's just that much traffic that even though even if you clean it up in 30 minutes or less, or 15 minutes, that's a lot of flights coming into Orlando. So that's kind of crazy right there. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives, and we'll continue with some other state headlines for you.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. This traffic update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Taking a look at weather, we still have some rain throughout our area with a low of 66 tonight, and the rain will continue throughout the overnight hours. Tomorrow, our high is 85 with 50% chance of rain. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In other state headlines, one of the nation's oldest Hispanic civil rights organization is posting a travel advisory for Latinos visiting Florida. The head of the League of United Latin American Citizens calls Florida a hostile environment. This comes after Governor Ron DeSantis signs House Bill 1718 last week. The bill makes it a crime to transport illegal immigrants into Florida.
Yeah, and of course that came about because of the federal government sending people from the Texas southern border to like Jacksonville and other places. And they and so he wanted to say, hey, if you do that again, it's going to be considered a crime in our state. Speaking of Jacksonville, speaking of Governor DeSantis, Governor DeSantis' ability to portray himself as a winner being questioned a little bit after two Republican losses. Jacksonville has voted for the very first female mayor in history, but Governor DeSantis endorsed the Republican candidate against her in the mayor's race. He also endorsed the Republican governor of Kentucky, who also lost. Democrats particularly are touting the Jacksonville victory as a revival for the party in Florida. I guess we shall see.
And Sanctuary Cities has been tossed out this case. This is after the court appeals a ruling last month. A federal district judge has dismissed a challenge to a 2019 state immigration law that banned so-called sanctuary cities in Florida. Sanctuary cities are cities that didn't want to follow the federal immigration law, thus becoming a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. Let's hear from our national headlines from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Well, Montana becoming the first U.S. state to ban the social media app TikTok from operating in the state. It also prohibits app stores from offering TikTok to Montana users. The ban would take effect on January 1st. Trust in the Supreme Court fell to the lowest point in 50 years, according to a new poll. It apparently has to do with the decision on abortion. Just 18% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence in the court. The lowest point in at least 50 years in the wake of the Dobbs decision that led to the state bans and other restrictions on abortion. Mayor Eric Adams believes the federal government should declare a state of emergency for New York City when it comes to the migrant crisis. He's expecting a huge surge of arriving migrants. Could be as many as 15 busloads in the next day or so. And the city is apparently out of shelter rooms, so they've been looking at around 400 different locations to put them, including closed churches, school gyms, and airport hangars. And Republicans now stalling the effort to expel Congressman George Santos today, voting along party lines to refer the resolution to the House Ethics Committee. Of course, that committee has been investigating Santos' finances and campaign activity for months now. So just kind of kicking it down the road. Bobby, we've got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, the biggest game on the schedule. What else is going on in the world of sports today?
Yeah, so that game will be at 7:30 on TNT, and so everybody's getting ready for that. But there's a lot of baseball on today, a lot of early games that happened already. The Royals beat the Padres, the Giants beat the Phillies, the Diamondbacks beat the A's, Rockies over the Reds, Dodgers over the Twins, and the Pirates over the Tigers. And right now, Tampa Bay Rays are still scoreless. It's a scoreless game between the Rays and the Mets, top of the third inning. The Miami Marlins now are beating the Washington Nationals 3-2 at the end of the fourth. And other games underway, Boston Red Sox are beating the Mariners 3-0. And Baltimore over the Angels 2-1, and the Yankees are playing the Blue Jays right now. It's scoreless, top of the third. That game's on ESPN Plus. Coming up still later at 7:05, you've got the Atlanta Braves taking on the Texas Rangers. Braves are 26-16 on the season. And then in sports news, one of the big stories is that the F1 was forced to cancel Emilia-Romagna's Grand Prix due to floods in Italy, and Manchester City beat Real Madrid 4-0 to reach the Champions League finale. Coming up here next, after our quick break, the IRS has flagged tax returns. We'll tell you why coming up next on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And text 850-437-1620. We've been talking a lot about Warrenton Middle School, and the problems of Warrenton Middle School have really been about discipline issues more than anything else, more than teachers or anything like this. And I got a text here that says, just as too many parents send kids to school without teaching them letters, numbers, colors, shapes, they also believe nobody has the right to correct kids' behavior. It's a lot like much of today's society. Somebody else needs to handle that. Yeah, that's definitely a reflection of what's been going on in our society. The IRS has flagged more than 1 million tax returns so far, just alone. It might be more. They're being filed by potential ID thieves. An interim report in this year's filing season says that the agency found the returns using identity theft filters. And that's up from about 3,000 fraudulent returns the same time last year.
A new poll reveals a majority of Americans believe AI threatens the future of humanity. 61% of Americans polled by Reuters said they are concerned about the negative effects of AI.
And Tesla is going to deliver their first Cybertrucks this year. Tesla held its 2023 annual shareholding meeting in Austin, Texas on Tuesday, and CEO Elon Musk said they should be available to deliver 250,000 to 500,000 a year once production has start.
By the way, I have a question on this. Do you think the Cybertruck's really going to sell? These things are so ugly.
I haven't seen them yet.
You haven't seen the Cybertruck?
No. Let me look them up. Is it like a...
Look it up real quick. I need your reaction, especially if you haven't seen it before.
But I think you've been able to pre-order them for like years.
Yeah. You're right, Gracie. You were able to pre-order this a couple years ago, actually.
So I feel like maybe people have... I don't know.
I know somebody who did pre-order one, and he canceled his pre-order.
See, yeah, I know someone.
And got a Rivian instead.
Yeah, so. I know someone who pre-ordered one, like, I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah,
it was 2 or 3 years
ago.
I doubt they're still getting it, though.
I said, now that you've seen it, Joe, what's the reaction?
No. I mean, I like Teslas. I like just seeing the regular Tesla cars on the roads. Those are cool, but no, I'm out on that.
He also said in this in the shareholder meeting that the Tesla Y, the Model Y, is expected to be the number one selling car of the year this year.
Which, Tesla Y.
In the world. He's talking about in the world, so that'd be interesting to see that one. There's good news about new multiple sclerosis treatment. Genentech says that its phase 2 study of a drug significantly reduced MS disease activity in the brain. The drug is now in phase 3
trials.
Wait,
you're not going to try to pronounce what the drug is? That's the whole reason I put it in.
I didn't even try. And I even see the pronunciation there. I'm not even trying. I just, their drug.
Fenibrutinib, I believe is how that's.
Fenibrutinib.
Try saying that in real time under pressure. Turn out well at all. Finally, positive views of childhood vaccines have been holding steady since the beginning of COVID. Pew Research Center poll found that 88% of U.S. adults say the benefits of vaccines to protect kids from measles, mumps, and rubella outweighs the risk. That's about the same number from the same poll in 2016 and 2019. I really want to hear, I've seen this in this group, we haven't gotten to yet. I'm shocked that Gracie hasn't brought up this story about a Taylor Swift fan. But I want to hear Gracie tell the story right after traffic and weather together.
Well, our roadways are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by New South Window Solution. Taking a look at weather, we still have some scattered storms throughout our area that is going to continue throughout the rest of tonight. Coming up tomorrow, 50% chance of rain throughout the day and a high of 85. It's 74 right now in our area. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together. Moving over to pop culture, crazy story from the Swifties. I mean, crazy is it's just one way to describe them. But a fan who went to go see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is selling her contacts for $10,000. The contacts that she took out of her eyes. They took to digital e-commerce platform Depop, selling her contact lenses that she wore to the Swift's Eras Tour. The listing on the digital market explained that the contact lenses were used, but they're in excellent condition. So if you want to see the Eras Tour through the lenses, just a little bit.
I was on the fence about this, but once she said excellent condition, I was like, oh, well, yeah. There you go. Do we know the prescription for the contacts?
Not listed. I guess it doesn't matter.
It was just these contacts
were
used to see Taylor Swift. So if you want to own a pair of contacts that saw Taylor Swift in person, pay 10 grr and you can get them. Sheesh. All right. Jamie Foxx, by the way, we're getting a new update now that he apparently is not home for weeks, like his daughter said. He's actually at a rehab facility for stroke recovery in Chicago. So, and this one seems like this one might be the most legitimate of all. TMZ has multiple photos of family members visiting the hospital in the recent days and weeks. And so this one seems like this might be the actual explanation. He must have had a stroke and is now recovering from that as well. The rape trial for former star, That 70s Show star Danny Masterson, the retrial is getting started very soon as well. Hey, it's Pensacola right now. You guys have a great night. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your texts at 850-437-1620. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.